Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Tuesday, January 13th. I'm Charles Pelkey with these news updates from around Wyoming. Wyoming's chief of public schools is running for governor. Wyoming Public Radio's Jeff Victor reports she already has President Trump's endorsement.
In a campaign announcement video, State Superintendent of Public Instruction Megan Degenfelder touts her allegiance to Trump's vision for America.
President Trump is taking our country back, and I'm proud to have his support. Wyoming is with him. It's time for us to do our part.
On her campaign website, Degenfelder promises to support ICE, aggressively support fossil fuel development, and promote conservative family values. As superintendent, she has also defended Wyoming's new school voucher program, which provides public money for private school tuition or charter or homeschooling costs. It's being challenged at the state Supreme Court by Wyoming's Teachers Association. Degenfelder will face at least three challengers in the Republican primary this summer. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Jeff Victor.
A state land board meeting last week, meant to hear public comments on a wind project, deteriorated into an argument between Wyoming's governor and secretary of state. Wyoming Public Radio's Caitlin Tan reports.
For about a minute, the two men argued over the state's handling of a wind leasing permit. Governor Mark Gordon defended his cabinet.
To cast aspersions on the attorney general, former
Secretary
Justice,
Chuck Gray replied,
I take deep umbrage at you saying I cast aspersion.
I take deep umbrage
at you. He stepped in
you.
And there
no,
are...
Step outside. You want to step outside?
Are you threatening me?
No, I'm asking if you want to step outside.
Are you threatening me?
Gordon's office later said it wasn't a threat. He wanted to speak privately with Gray. In an email to WPR, Gray called Gordon's actions, quote, a fake tough guy persona. The argument revolved around a proposed wind project that is currently tied up in court. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Caitlin Tan.
The federal agency overseeing the water supply for tens of millions of people in our region has published a playbook on how it might manage the drought-stricken Colorado River in the future. For the Mountain West News Bureau, Scott Franz has more.
The Interior Department's options range from taking no action and keeping things as they are to a scenario that could result in water cuts to the lower basin states of California, Nevada, and Arizona. But the feds are only going to use this playbook if the seven states that depend on the river fail to reach an agreement themselves on how to conserve water. Negotiators have been locked in an impasse over how to share the dwindling water supply for almost 2 years. Experts say if a deal isn't reached soon, it's likely the feds will intervene, and the fate of the river's management will head to court. The next deadline for states to try and reach an agreement is Valentine's Day.
That's the Mountain West News Bureau's Scott Franz reporting. Yellowstone is asking for input on rebuilding the north entrance road to Gardner, Montana, that was washed out by floods in 2022. Shortly after the flood, the existing gravel old Gardner Road was improved and reopened to allow access to the park, but it's only good for 5 to 10 years. Yellowstone is considering four options, including 1, leaving the current temporary fixes in place and improve them as needed, 2, create a new road with some segments of the old road and make the old Gardner Road a multi-use trail, 3, re-engineer the old Gardner Road to current federal standards, and 4, rebuild the flood-damaged road and make old Gardner Road a multi-use trail. Yellowstone prefers option 2, building a new road. Public comment is open through February 4th, and an in-person meeting on the options will be held in Gardner today starting at 4 p.m. A virtual meeting will be held on Wednesday at 1 p.m. For location and link details, check out wyomingpublicmedia.org. A discovery lab in Teton County is working on a test to diagnose ALS. Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Haberman reports.
ALS is a neurodegenerative disease with no cure, and it's difficult to diagnose in its early stages. But Brain Chemistry Labs wants to change that with a new rapid blood test for the disease.
Our ability to identify an ALS patient is 97%.
Sandra Bannock is a scientist at the Jackson-based nonprofit lab. She's been developing the test for the last few years and says it can also help rule out ALS as a diagnosis.
Other mimic diseases for ALS have things that can be done to help a patient, and you want to get the patient on the right track as early as possible.
The In the Works test uses the same technology used to identify COVID, which could help keep the cost down, but it's not available yet. The next step is to get the test validated at a clinically certified lab. Bannock says if all goes well, the test could be available in the next year. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hannah Haberman.
And now let's hear from Ivy Engel for a lighter look at Wyoming news.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. An Animal Planet series is highlighting the efforts of University of Wyoming scientists in saving Yellowstone with Dennis Quaid, Ellen Aiken, Joe Holbrook, John Kaprowski, and Kevin Monteith, and some graduate students provide expertise on animal species that play important roles in conservation of the greater Yellowstone ecosystem. Current episodes can be found wherever Animal Planet productions are carried. A second season is already in the works. A Moran Ranch is the focus of another program. The Jackson Hole News and Guide reports the 8-part documentary on the Diamond Cross Ranch is available on the Cowboy Channel. It follows the Long family as they work to keep the ranch running and in the family. The Eastern Wyoming College Esports Fortnite team has won its second straight national championship. The win by the 3-person team of Ryder Tillard, Bridger Bruce, and Alan Woodard was the program's 24th undefeated match straight. A new literary and arts journal is coming to Teton County. Today is the official launch of Granite. The inaugural issue explores the forces that shape individuals, landscapes, and cultures throughout the Mountain West using original writing, photography, and visual art. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. How much did the recent renovation of the Wyoming State Capitol cost? Send us your answer to wyomingpublicradio@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook, and we'll give a shout out to the first person with the right answer. As for yesterday's trivia question, what is the largest dinosaur fossil ever found in Wyoming? He's called Jimbo. A 108-foot-long, 50-ton Supersaurus, and ranks as the state's largest dinosaur. It was discovered near Douglas in 1993. Congratulations to Jason Zygmunt, who was the first to submit the correct answer. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Enjoy the day and join me again tomorrow.